Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. Now, on today's episode, we're going to continue talking about Venus retrograde. I know I've been talking about it on almost every episode, the last five episodes, but it's been a pretty big transit with Pluto, and it's really just kind of taking over the end of the month. And every week, something new is really coming to me about needing to share with you guys about the Venus retrograde. I'm going to touch on some Venus retrograde stories, anonymous ones that people had shared with me, as well as things I've seen on social media, and just kind of relating so you guys can get an idea of Venus retrograde, especially conjunct Pluto. I'm going to talk about my own sun and my experiences I've been having as a Virgo rising. This Venus retrograde is happening in our fifth house of children, so there's been a lot of changes there. And also Jupiter moving into Pisces. As I'm recording this episode, I'm pretty sure what time is it. It's 10:30 on Tuesday, December 28th, and I believe it was going in tonight at like 10:20 or something. So woohoo! Jupiter's in Pisces. I can tell you that I spent most of the day, especially later at the end of the day, crying. So don't be surprised if you have some sudden emotions or things coming up, some last minute like tears, we'll call that, you know, last minute tears. But I want to jump into Venus retrograde stories first. Oh, and before I jump into that, I hope everyone has a wonderful end of the year. Let me just say that. And I'm wishing you all lots of blessings and happiness and abundance and all that good stuff. One weekly awakening that I talked on a few episodes ago is to remember as you enter in this new year that no year is perfect. We have very, very good years throughout our life, that some that are so close to perfect. But those, you know, those are not all of the years. Those are far and few in between. Same with those horrible years, right? Those horrible years that we have, those aren't very often either. Life is somewhere in the balance between both good and bad, enjoying both, you know, happening, having something beautiful change in your life, yet, you know, something very sad is ending. That is the cycle of life. So as you enter into this year, try your hardest. Just say a simple affirmation is, let me show up every day as my highest self. Let me walk a path that my highest self would want me to walk on. I'm going to share a few more with you, actually brought to you by the Capricorn moon. You know, now I feel like he has a lot in there. He has a lot of spirituality. He has a lot of things, and I'm opening him up again to some of that. And he randomly tonight, before we talked on the phone, sent me this screenshot of something he had found. And it's like, I will develop myself to the maximum of my potential in all ways. I will forget the mistakes of the past and press on. I will continually work at developing love, happiness, and loyalty in my family, which I thought was really good with Venus retrograde right now. So just focus on those. But remember, no year is perfect, but moments can be perfect. And that's what we have. This moment, while you're listening to this podcast, is hopefully a very perfect moment for you. And I hope that each day leads to more and more perfect moments. But just go in being open-minded and accepting the truth that we have to live in both the good and the bad, and find beauty in between there, in between both. So let's jump into some Venus retrograde stories. Okay, so we'll start with kind of one, there's a serious one in here, so I don't want to make light of it, but we'll go to one that's a little bit less serious, but annoying. I saw someone on social media, someone, a friend, hey, you know who you are if you're listening to, I don't want to see your name, but they bought a new couch, right? And Venus is going to rule our aesthetic, our furniture, things in our house. It's 3 months old. They also bought a new house. And around the same time, I don't know in what order, but when they assumed this couch fit into their house, and when they put it in there, it was covering the doorway. And she now had to sell this brand new couch. And I said, well, that's funny. It's not funny for them, but it's ironic. Also on this episode, if I say that's funny, just on any episode, just know I mean that's ironic. But that is ironic, very Venus retrograde. You buy this furniture, you buy this house, you think that it's going to fit and happen, and yet it's totally wrong, right? So it can, your Venus retrograde, and I feel like, I'm not sure her rising sign, but maybe it's happening in the fourth house, right, of property, and all of a sudden there's like a mix-up. Hey, now I got to figure out what to do with this couch that doesn't fit in this house. That's one, some things that can come up. Annoying, but in the end, everything does teach us patience and just going with the flow, but still annoying. One that, this was a serious one, we'll talk on this. someone I had seen on social media that I knew back where I grew up had lost their mother, unfortunately. Prayers to them. Just when Venus was conjunct in the middle of this, we're in this conjunction pretty much. We're separating again, but we're still feeling it. But in the middle of both the conjunctions last week, as it was starting to perfect again, their mother had died suddenly on a Disney cruise by a heart attack. And with Pluto, unfortunately, will and can bring death and the endings of some sort. And so the Venus part is the Disney cruise. Again, I'm not sure where that happened to our chart and aligned to that, but the Disney part is the Disney is, I mean, the Venus part is the Disney cruise. So sometimes you'll see kind of like, and especially, you know, with the Saturn Uranus sort of out of the blue, which is happening right now. And Saturn also, you know, rules death, kind of this out of the blue on the Disney cruise. Holy shit. How did that happen? So prayers to them and their family. What else? There was a couple other stories I wanted to. I knew someone who instantly, as soon as it was happening, had like sort of this chaotic fight with friends about a trip, the traveling. Like they had someone had to cancel the trip. She had to back out. The friends thought they were mad about something. There was miscommunication, and everyone's like not seeing each other's side and thinking that people are trying to scam each other, whatever. And these are good friends, right? Because we think about Venus and we think about love, but there's also our children and friendship that rules that. So those are some. Thank you guys for some of you that, you know, reach out and say your stories and things like that and allow me to share on that. And again, some of it's just what people put there on the internet. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Just like Kanye West just bought two houses, one a half hour away from Kim Kardashian, but one across the street. I was reading this article, and in it, and he was like, okay, I want our family to get back together. And yeah, maybe it doesn't seem like he did it as to be close by co-parenting. Could have bought a house a mile away. It seems like, and who knows how the news made it be, but it seems just kind of like, look, I'm happening and I'm right here. And This Venus retrograde is happening in her second house of money, basically of your own money, your resources, kind of the things you own, your property. And it's opposite the eighth house of other people's money. So it's kind of like, oh, hey, Kanye moves back in. Something that this has really been showing up is in children. My Virgo risings, this is Venus, which does rule kids, right? The moon rules the mothering. And the mother, Venus, rules the children. So there is a lot, again, depending on where this is in your chart, but Virgo risings, we're having this in our fifth house of children. So we're seeing some shifts and some changes and some growth in our children right now. And for my older son, Abram, it's weird. It's like all of a sudden he's getting this new understanding with Pluto there of life, sexual energy in a way, you know, like, why does this person dress sexy like that? Why does this happen? As well as his emotions. He was watching the show and he has a 12th house Venus in Capricorn. So, you know, he's like always trying to hide all of his emotions already. And he like started to tear up. I think it was home. And he's like, I don't know why this is happening. Why does it make me feel this way? And I'm like, that's an emotion. And movies are like that. He's like, well, I'm not feeling it. And movies are stupid. I'm not going to feel that emotion. And he tried to hide it right away, but he's having all of these experiences of like growing and understanding and knowing his body. And I think with kids, even though he's almost eight, and I'm like, why is this happening? I mean, kids are exposed to so much more at such a young age, which I don't think is good, but it's how it is right now in life. And he's just going through these shifts and these changes. And it's weird and it's hard to see because it's going so fast. Tonight, he came into the kitchen and he was jumping and I picked him up and he likes me to always jump him. And I'm like, oh my God, you've been coming in this kitchen, driving me crazy when I'm trying to cook dinner. And hey, jump me since you could, right? Too. And I jumped him and he's getting so heavy. And I was like, dude, I don't, you know, next year, I don't know if this is going to happen because you're getting too big. Like it hurts my shoulders. And then he came running back in. He's like, one more time. I'm going to cry when I say this. I already cried a bunch of times after it and during it. And I'm like, yeah, one more time. And he kind of looks at me and he's like, is this going to be the last time? I feel like I'm going to tear up. And I was like, it might be the last time, right? That's the truth. I don't know. It's not too often that you jump in anymore and say, jump me, you know, maybe once every couple months. And I'm like, by the next time that is, you might be too old. And so it's hard. After that, I started crying, and all day they've been driving me crazy. Parenting is the hardest job ever. And I was like, our children, right? This is the Venus retrograde lesson that's showing us, especially if you're a parent. Our children are the exact pretty much reflection of ourselves. This kid is just trying to find life and understand life every day. Our children, when even when they're annoying us, when they're doing this, they're seeing life and they're acting out every day on life, and they're reacting the way we do. They don't know anything else besides watching and listening to us and mimicking what we do. So that's all it is. And I'm like, all they want is love, attention, and affection. And of course, I was like, I'm crying. I love you guys no matter what. And then they drove me crazy the rest of the night. But it is what it is. It's a tough job. But there is that reflection of, how am I changing generational curses? I hate the word curses. So let's say patterns. Patterns that we learned. How am I changing? How am I ebbing that? How am I flowing? Because we're here. That's one of our main things. Are we the pain, right? Yeah, obviously we got to take the best and leave the rest. But we have to understand the rest, right? So is the pain and the patterns, like, are we changing that in our daily parenting? Are we actually changing that? Or are we redoing it maybe in a different, dressed up differently, though? You know, we have to get serious. Are we doing it, but just it's totally dressed up differently? And that's like an everyday thing. And every day you have to look at yourself. I tell my kids, look, I make mistakes every day. You're going to make mistakes every day. But you always have to know that that's what we're here for. I don't know why, but you have to evolve and try better and new. So that's kind of my Venus retrograde for this week. Again, there's going to be a lot of reflection and a lot of things brought up around self-love and our children. And again, self-love, not just love, but how are we loving ourselves? How are we loving ourselves going into 2022? What are we doing? How are we playing this game? Because the truth is, I didn't understand this. I'm like, no, someone else can love me and make me whole. The truth is, I'm never going to fill that void, you know, with other people's love. I'm going to fill it with self-love, and then other people's loves are going to be a nice cherry on top. But eventually it becomes not enough for what that is, because then we seek more, because our self-love is just wanting more and more and desiring more. And I need it, but we avoid it. So people can't always match that partnership. And also, one last thing I was thinking about tonight, I'm like, you know, I've talked on here over the year or so being stuck. I'm like, am I stuck? Or am I just not living in gratitude for what I have? Because I once wanted all of this, right? And then it's like, okay, what's next? What's more? What's next? So those are just some of the Venus and retrograde awarenesses that I've had. Let's talk about Jupiter and Pisces. Again, Jupiter and Pisces entered, we got a little glimpse of it, May into July. And, I'm yawning. Pardon my yawn, everyone. May into July. And during that time, if you can remember, like, everyone was getting vaccinated, the rates and the transmission rates of COVID were going down, or whatever the news said. Everyone's getting happier, more ready to go out up here in the Northeast, which has been particularly strict with everything, I guess you could say. And people are much more rule abiding up here. They were like letting loose and getting free, and people were just happy. It's like it's life again. And then all of a sudden, you know, Venus started retrograding and hit back into Aquarius and Delta hit and all this other stuff. And you can feel the general collective is tired. They're worn out. They're over it. Things like that, especially if they haven't realized that, you know, this is just the new way of life and we have to evolve from this. It's never going back to the way it was. But nevertheless, this isn't about that. This is about that kind of joy. So I think you're going to see over time, especially in the earlier, you know, maybe around March, when a lot of Venus, you know, a lot's happening in Pisces and things, I think you're going to see all of a sudden the collective open up. I think over time, you're going to see the collective in 2022 in the beginning be a little bit happier for the most part. You'll see a little bit of happiness, but it's going to take on a little bit more. But if you want to know how Jupiter is really going to affect you, look at where Pisces rules in your whole sign house. Now, mutable signs, right? That's your Virgo risings, Gemini rising, Sag rising, and Pisces risings. This is going to be the most intense, this transit, and in a good way, because it's ruling your first house, which is your house of self, essentially, your early life, but it's you. It's who you are. It's like the roadmap of your soul. It's you. The fourth house of property, deep family secrets, it's like the deepest, dark place. Our foundation, home. We got the seventh house, which is happening in my house, bitches. The house of marriage, as well as relationships, and how we reflect ourselves into the other world, right? Like, how are we reflecting our life into others, if that makes sense. Or how does our life reflect through others? How do we get through our life with others? Just relationships, business partnerships like that. Gemini, it's happening your 10th house of career and public image. Gemini risings, I mean. So, and Pisces rising, obviously, and it's in, well, I already said that, actually, your house of self. So there's going to be a lot of shifts, a lot of growing, a lot of watering. Tonight, again, I cried. So right away, we might get hit with some deep crying emotions, some feelings that we're just going to have to feel that are going to come on sudden and strong. That just might be one of the things that's happening. But overall, I'm excited about this shift. I really am. I think that there's going to be an instant growth in again, wherever Pisces or Jupiter is, a positive growth, a positive shift, right? Moving into the water sign, it's all of a sudden moving out of, even though it was an Aquarius air sign, it's still a Saturn sign. So it's restricting. It's holding Jupiter. Jupiter, the planet of our abundance, our joy, our happiness, our growth. It was restricted. It was held back. And then all of a sudden it's going to be blossoming again. So in those areas, we're going to have a little bit better luck. We're going to have shift. We're going to have a shift in perspective, a more faith-based shift, and all those is happening. So I'm really excited about this transit. As this happens, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about it as it continues. But again, how it played out in my life so far back then is, you know, I'm still... this is moving to my house of marriage. So the Capricorn moon, I don't know, maybe we'll get very serious. We're clearly, if you follow me on social media, getting more serious. Though when it was moving, Venus was moving into my house of marriage last year, I made a TikTok video. I was like, I'm going to meet my next husband that I met him that week. And when Jupiter moved into Pisces, we definitely got more serious and we went on trips. So Jupiter can rule like faraway trips. And I also have it in ninth house of faraway travel, Jupiter. And then it rules my seventh house of marriage and my fourth house of foundation. And I took my kids on a 2-week vacation. I went to the beach another time with my kids. I went to Key West with the Capricorn moon, all within pretty much a month, all of Jupiter and Pisces. And things started to blossom and grow in that area. So I have a feeling, but you never know. Life can take different, you know, I try not to anymore put any expectations. Who knows where life can go, but I have a feeling it's going to be very similar. And I'm hoping it's very similar in the trip department for the next year. Now, I think in the midsummer, it dips into Aries a little bit, and then it retrogrades back, and then it finishes out the year back in Pisces. So, you know, it's going to be a good year. We're going to talk about that transit as it continues to go on. What else did I write down here? Because I was, we're going to have some growth in business partner. Oh, yeah, during this time, you might also feel like really the need to seek out spirituality, but more esoteric or more like tarot cards, crystals, astrology, something very Pisces, right? Very Pisces. Pisces moon type of feeling. You might start seeking out that spirituality versus like, I'm going to go and, you know, learn the yoga religion. Even though that doesn't feel more Pisces, that feels more Sagittarius, which is a Jupiter ruled sign. I think you're just going to feel a little bit more growth of that, like deeper otherworldly connections or spirituality through that. So that's my spiel. That's my astrology spiel for... Did I write down anything else really major that's happening this week? Oh, yeah, Mercury conjunct Pluto and Capricorn. Wherever Pluto is conjunct Mercury, that can make you think a little bit darker. It can definitely make you start communicating a little bit darker. You might even have some real conversations about things that are uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about that, but we need to get that up and out there, and something needs to be said. So deep and powerful communications in Capricorn. So, but just watch, right? If you feel like you're going to say something really mean or whatever, just watch, right? Because that could lead to a conversation that could end things permanently or for a very long time, especially with Mercury conjunct Pluto. But again, we might feel creative or driven thoughts by darkness, good or bad. Driven thoughts by dark. I'm writing that down. Sorry, I should not be doing that. This is why one day I'll have someone who will take all those notes for me. Whoever it is out there, I'll say, okay, wait, you got that? I don't even have to tell them they already got all those notes. They'll know what I want. Saturday, January 1st, which we're starting out the day, Sun, Trine, Uranus. So I think that that will be good. I think we are finishing out. I know down here in the Philadelphia area, it's going to be nice and warm. I'm headed down to Philadelphia. This is going to be one of the first New Year's. Maybe I think there's one other New Year's 5 years ago that I did not have my children on, but I've always pretty much had my kids every New Year's Eve. So yeah, I think I was in Philly 5 years ago for New Year's Eve, or 6 years ago. No, I'm sorry, 5 years ago for New Year's Eve. I'm going back to Philly this Friday night. The Capricorn Moon. I'm going to my favorite Italian restaurant, La Familia, on Front Street. I've only been there twice. This will be my second time, but it was my instant favorite right away. In Old City. And so just enjoying life. So I hope everyone has a new year. And remember that. Think of some self-love affirmations, how you can love yourself more in 2022. Just start with that. You know, but remember, you got to take the good and the bad and leave the rest. I love you all. Thank you. Please follow me on social media, Cosmic Colleen 1C, across the board. On Twitter, it's Cosmic Colleen 1C, but with an underscore of after the C. And if that sounds confusing, I mean, like, in between Cosmic and Colleen, there's just 1C, there's not two. If that sort of makes sense. So yeah, TikTok, all of it, you know it. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for a great year. Oh my God, yes. I guess I'll talk about that next year. But thank you for an awesome year of allowing me to really develop and take it from the Hair Healer podcast to the Weekly Awakening podcast, and for listening to these weekly episodes. This was a dream that I didn't know was going to come at the start of my podcast a couple years ago, and how it shifts. So thank you all for making that possible, for believing in me, for the positive courage, for sending these episodes, for constantly posting about them, everything that you do. All right. I love you guys. You guys are all amazing. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day, and goodbye.